Right, there we go. That says light. Yes. My name is David McCallum, and we're going to talk about the reason for me making the support page for the Glasgow George Weir crash. Yeah, I think, no, it's fine. I think what the problem is my microphone's actually a bit gubbed, so usually I use a loudspeaker, but, will that be alright for,
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's fine with me, can you hear me?
Perfect. Right, okay, so we'll just pretend we're on tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So you've obviously organised the candle vigil, just under a week ago now, I mean, the response was phenomenal for that, but I mean, today is a really sad day for the city, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very tragic, you know, 6 people died, and the funeral for 3 of them are all today, and the fact that 3 of them are all related, you know, a granddad, grandmother, and their granddaughter are, you know, it's just very tragic, and it's a shame for the whole family as well. Shock, really, you know, it's just one of these horrible moments, and then it's not like you can get much worse than it being from all of the same family at the exact same time. It just shows, you know, it can happen to anyone, it doesn't matter, young, old, we don't pick it from certain ranges, you know, it can affect anyone from any family or all the same family, as tragic as it is.
And, you know, what do you think the family will be going through today of those?
I can't even begin to think about how much hurt and pain that the family are going through today. For the mother, for Erin's mother especially, having to bury both of her parents and bury her granddaughter as well is tragic beyond belief, you know, and for the fact of it being so close to Christmas, it just, you know, Christmas won't be the same for this family again, and as with other families, you know, only time can help, but how much can I help? You know, my thoughts and prayers do go to them, and I do wish them all the best, you know. Yeah, the support for this page has been phenomenal, you know, it just shows how much Glasgow and beyond, you know, all of Scotland, all of the UK, people abroad, people in Australia and Singapore and people all are messaging in to me saying, you know, support from here, my thoughts are with the families, you know, the fact that I made this page to kind of help, as I did with making the Clutha page, I've made the page to help show support, and again, it's just, you know, so it's beyond the expectation. It's surpassed what I was hoping it would achieve.
I mean, how are you feeling? Because you've taken a lot of this on the weight of your shoulders.
If the reason out for making this page is that I wanted people to, you know, to put down thoughts, and if this page helps anyone, then I feel it's done a good job, and I'm happy to have done it. You know, if it helps anyone, then I'm happy with it.
And what do you think the feeling in Dumbarton is going to be today, you know, where this funeral's taking place?
Very close. You know, Dumbarton, I wouldn't be surprised if all of Dumbarton come out to show their support, and people from beyond, I'm pretty sure there's going to be people going down today that aren't from Dumbarton that just are going down to show their own support there today. and my thoughts go out to all of them, you know, and I just hope that the community can bring itself back together again, as I do with Glasgow.
Okay, fantastic. Anything else you want to say at all?
Just my thoughts go to the family, and I just ask if there's anything that I can do personally or through the Facebook page, then I would just ask if they get in touch with me, and I'll help them out any way I can.
Okay, fantastic. If you just look back at the screen, then you can pause it or stop it there.
Yeah.